Hi, David.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. I'm David King, your host of the NBVO. I want to welcome you to our support group meeting this evening. Glad to have you once again. You can always reach us on Facebook. If you don't know what NBVO is, you can get a contact with us on Facebook or NBVO.org on our webpage. But join us each Thursday, the second Tuesday or second Thursday of each month to be a part of this support group. And this support group, what it does, it is an assistant to all veterans, low vision. I would rather say, I'm going to say visually impaired and blinded individuals, veterans who are or have adaptive equipment or gained adaptive equipment from a DRC. And are receiving assistance with us or from us or through other people. And also we want to be here to inform you of the other activities and things and new products that comes our way. We have as our guest today, Scott Goodman. And Scott is a part of the Heroes New Hope Foundation. Without any further ado, rather than to tell you, and Scott, you introduce yourself and we'll take it from there. Okay.
All righty. Yeah, my name is Scott Goodman. I'm the founder and president of Heroes New Hope Foundation. This organization was started in May of 2016, and with our mission of helping disabled veterans of all kinds. We work with the visually impaired, we work with blind and amputee, double amputee, PTSD, TBI, paralyzed. And our mission is to get people out of the four walls that they sit in every day. We get them out and into the outdoors. We do a turkey hunt in the spring. We do a fishing event in like the one coming up is in June this year. And then the deer hunt is always in November. Excuse me. And we have a specialty things that we use for the visually impaired to put on the scopes to help them harvest their own animals, deer or turkey. And it's really made a difference in people's lives, because we're here to make sure that we show you that you're not done, that you can still do things that you once thought you couldn't. And so we bring them in, veterans in from all over the country at no cost to them whatsoever. We pay for everything. We pay for the transportation. We pay for the license. We have the gear. And like I said, the snake look, which is the scope adapter that we put on there, we buy those and then we send those home with the participants so they can continue doing what we showed them they could do here. And it's been pretty humbling for us. I mean, we're a full-blown 501c3 nonprofit. We got a full board of directors and officers, and that is 100% volunteer. There's not one paid position anywhere in this foundation. I mean, my real job is I'm a rule carrier for the U.S. Postal Service. So this is just something that has become a passion, and I'm sure all or most of you know Lonnie Bedwell. So I can blame him for this. So, but it is, no, I mean, the community, we have tremendous community support here. And without that, I mean, we couldn't do what we do. We have Peabody Energy, some of our guides. Peabody pays them their daily wage to come and do what we do, which I, you know, that's unheard of anymore. And we have another gentleman that just started in with us guiding this year on the turkey hunt, and he works for Hershey. They got a factory over in Robeson, Illinois, and Hershey did the same for him, paid his salary to come in and help guide to take care of the veterans. And we are, I mean, you know, we're not a real big organization, but we try to make impact on what we do. Because once they come in, you know, we don't forget about them. We're here, you know. I've had multiple phone calls, well, a lot of phone calls, that sometimes they're in the middle of the day when I'm on the route, or sometimes they're 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And the ones, you know, in the morning, those are the ones that makes me nervous. But, you know, I take those calls and I'll talk to them, whatever their problems may be. So our a little bit about our funding. It is all, you know, outside donation. We have some small corporate sponsorship, and then we do a annual banquet every year, and it's run like a Ducks Unlimited or a turkey. What is it? Turkey Unlimited, Delta Waterfowl. You know, we have the banquet with the meal and the live auctions, silent auctions, raffles. We also take our foundation trailer out and we sell our merchandise, you know, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and that such. But most of our, you know, most of our funding comes through donations. And like I said, that's how we're able to do what we do and pay for everything for everyone, you know, to come in. And let's see, on a little bit more about the snake look. I mean, we've no longer what we've been doing this, we have made some changes for other people. Especially the Snake Look company, this was their original one, and it had 9 nylon pins that attached it to the scope. Well, they were hard to set up, and of course, when we're in the field trying to do this, you shoot one time, you had to reset it. And the owner of the company, he asked me about it, and he said, you know, how do you like it? You know, what can we do to make it better? And I thought, well, you know, I'll tell him what we found out in the field. But I thought that's, you know, as far as it went. But then they come back through, and this is their new version, to where this is a compression fitting that just, it locks down on the scope. It's easy to set up. It's quick. I mean, once you put it on, it stays, and you can have multiple shots without, you know, screwing up and have to reset it. So that's one of the things we're proud of. There's also been laws that have been changed in different states. And one of them in particular was Kansas, that a blind veteran could not get a hunting license because you had to take the course, the hunter's education course. And if anybody knows Bill Murphy at Lewisburg, Kansas, he was one of the vets that come in here. And he was excited because his vision was 4-200. So, I mean, he could put his his phone up to his face and he could see that, but he could not see through the scope. Well, once we set him up with this, which it has the phone on it, and then you can take and blow it up, and it's got the crosshairs right there on the phone. And one of the guides told him, said, "We got a bird coming in from the right." He swung to the right and he said, "I can see it." And they said, "If you can see it, kill it." And so he actually was able to harvest his bird. And he was so excited, he found something else that he could do again. And he called me all tore up because when he got back home, he started checking in to see about getting his license to go deer hunting that fall, and they wouldn't give it to him. Long story short, he tried three or four times. He went all the way up the ladder, and I told him, I said, "Murph, give me the guy's name and number." And I called him, and I asked him why, because I'd researched all the regulations for Kansas on their hunting. And there was nothing in there that said that a blind person could not hunt. And that guy, whenever I got in contact with him, he goes, "Well, they can't see." And I said, "Do you have a computer sitting in front of you?" And he said, "Yes." And I had him bring up our website and Facebook page where we had videos on there of, blind veterans and low vision veterans harvesting their own birds. And he said, "Man," he goes, that's unreal." He said, I had no idea." And I said, "Well, so what are we going to do about this?" And I told him to call Murph, and I said, and talk with him. Because they agreed to now in the state of Kansas, they can get the verbal hunter's education. So, that's just one thing that changed, not only for veterans, but anybody of, low vision or blind. Same thing in Eric Martz in Minnesota. Eric got it changed up there to where you could not put a scope on a muzzle loader. So, what we have was no use to that. Now in the state of Minnesota, you can put scopes on muzzle loaders to use this technology that's out there to help all the men and women and even kids, because we work with children with disabilities also. So we're kind of proud of what we have done just in that aspect. And I have no idea how many phone calls I've had from people that once they got back home, that they loaned theirs out to other people in the community. And then I had people calling me wanting to know, how do you set it up? So, and it was a lot easier because they had it in hand and they were, easy to walk through and tell them. So that's just kind of a little overview of what we do. And I know a couple of you that's on there now have been in here. And but we try to improve, every event we try to make it a difference in other ways. We try to make it better, for the men and women that come in. So that's kind of a pretty much what we do. Like I said, we do have tremendous community support. We've got, restaurants that they, they'll cater meals out here to the house for us, for everybody. I mean, the participants plus the guides. So
Can I ask the question?
yes.
Okay. We talked yesterday preliminarily, and we were talking about the accommodations, and some of us might have not heard that. And so, and I need you to speak up just a little bit more, and sharing with us how that accommodation is set up when we are going for either event. Where's our accommodation, and where will we be? What city we will be in, as well as what are the dates? So clarify a little bit about the dates on the fishing, as well as the hunting, and what season.
On the fishing, the participants will come in on Thursday, June 6th, and we fish Friday, Saturday, Sunday, go home Monday the 10th. And the deer hunt, that's kind of in limbo right now because they just passed something in the state of Indiana to where our opening day was always on Saturday. But the great minds to be at the state house, and I venture to say that a lot of them don't even hunt, they're wanting to start our season on Monday instead of on Saturday. So that right now is still up in the air on the November, but it is always in November. And usually towards the middle to latter part, we're usually within a week of Thanksgiving when we have it. So and where you'd be coming into, we live in Sullivan, Indiana, and we house all the participants in our home right here. We have enough beds to where we can accommodate five in the house. Plus, we have a cabin that NIPSCO, Northern Indiana Public Service Company, they built for us, and it has three beds in it, and it's not probably 25, 30 yards. Probably 25, 30 yards from the house. So everything's right here on site. And it is, the Goodman Inn or Goodman Hotel that David was writing it down to check out the accommodations, what hotel that was. And
I
that's our
certainly
home
thought
right
it
here.
was personally.
But no, that's everything happens right here on site. We have the hunting and fishing property. Peabody opens up about 1,400 acres for us to hunt. The state of Indiana, we have 700 acres that we're allowed to hunt on
I
their
see you, Jerry.
walking trails at Redbird riding area. And the state has never let anybody do that, but they opened that 700 acres up for us to do what we do for you men and women. And then Greg Gibson, which he is very prominent in Terre Haute, Indiana, and he gave us a 583 acre, no fee lease. So, we're pushing 25, 2,700 acres, not counting our family. Not counting our family
Just
ground
for
also.
hunting? I'm sorry, is that just for hunting?
Yeah, hunting and then fishing. We've got a lot of old strip mine pits around here that we fish, and that up there on that 583 acres, it also has two pits on it. So we have plenty of water to hunt, and then we just picked up another pit from a friend of mine that he never lets anybody fish it, but for what we do, that's why he's letting us come in and fish. And also, anything that's harvested, it gets processed here. And then Peabody Coal Company, they pay the freight to send it home to the veterans. So, it doesn't, a lot of places told me, well, they send it to, shelters and stuff like that in the area. Well, no, ours goes home with you guys to put in your freezer. So, and like I said, every bit of this is at no cost whatsoever.
Dave, I think it's time we open it up to the rest of the group for questions and answers.
I'm more than willing to do so right now. Anyone have any questions? Raise your hand. Let us know. Jerome, did you have a question? Or are you just warning us of the time? Okay.
Who's that over there? No. What?
John Williams has a question.
No.
Hey, John.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Good, buddy.
This sounds like a great organization, and thank you for coming on and informing us of all of this. And I've hunted all my life, but of course quit when I became visually impaired. So this sounds wonderful for somebody like me. And I would like to know what the process is. How do we get in contact and fill? What do we do? Next steps, I guess, is what I'm asking. Is there a website and all of that?
Yes,
we do. Scott.
Yes, we do. We do have a website, and right now we have to redo our registration page, but I have everybody get in contact with me. We have our website is heroesnewhope.org, and then the Facebook is Heroes New Hope Foundation, and they can contact my name, or my number is on there. It's 812-243-4276. They can contact me individually, and I can write up the registration form just over the phone, getting all the contact information. And like you said, it was something you used to do. That's what we want. We want the ones that used to do it, that can't do it anymore or didn't think they could, because that's where we show you how you can do it. And we have two guides in the blind, with everyone at all times for safety purposes. And the blinds we use are huge. They're 96 inches deep and 168 inches long. We can actually drive track chairs into these blinds so they can maneuver inside the blind to get to whatever window they need to. So yeah, we do have two track chairs on site that are ours. But if you'd want to get in contact with me, you could leave a message on the, the website or the Facebook page, and then we'll get back with you. Or like I said, my phone number, if you guys want to put it out there for everybody, that's fine. If you don't get a hold of me, my voicemail stays full all the time. So, shoot me a text and say who it is, and I'll get back with you.
So, John, it's okay for us to do it. We're recording this, and so this information will go out on our webpage as well. So is it okay that we give out your number and name of the organization?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And because, I mean, that's how we talk to people. Okay. And then I've got my email that I check it regular, and it's scott3773@msn.com. And I think, did I give that to you already, David?
I might have it on your contact, but I didn't put it as a listing as a contact. I have your phone number as a listing, but I'll have to go back through your contact and see if that's in there. I'm sure it is.
Okay, yeah, and put that Scott 3773 email.
That's your email address.
Yes, that's my personal. And awesome. Like I said, we'll get back with each and every one of you.
Yeah, I see that. Scott 3773 at msn.com.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so now it's on recording, so it's already said.
There you go.
Hey, let me make sure that's clarified too. To contact Scott, let me say that his name is Scott Gorman, part of
Goodman.
He wrote the new book. Scott Goodman. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. The name is Scott Goodman, representing Heroes, a New Hope Foundation. They do fishing and hunting for veterans, and they provide accommodations as well as, I think you also said supplies, right?
Yes. Yeah. We have all the, you know, people bring what clothes they have as far as just to dress warm or dress cool. And then we have all the covered clothes.
And for again, that. Your phone number, you can be reached at 812-243-4276. Your email address is scott3773@msn.com.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions for Scott?
Yeah, I have a question. Yes, I have a question. Scott, my question is, you mentioned fishing, but you didn't say what type of fish you got in those fish.
Well, we typically, usually the crappie are running good then. And, but I mean, we catch, the main things are bass and crappie, but we wind up with bluegill. We wind up with catfish. I mean, we catch and fillet the first day and a half is just catching and filleting because we always have a big fish fry. And the most that we've ever filleted was 54 pounds of fillets.
Wow.
That's a lot of meat.
That's awful good.
And and we turn around and you know, people that want it, you know, want some sent home, you know, we send some home to them. Oh, okay. Same way, you know, I mean, we freeze it in water and then we ship them and all the meat goes in medical shipping coolers. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we have a really good time and so we catch a lot of fish and a lot of times the last day we tell them catch and release, but then the boats start rolling back in and before I know it, I got 2 5-gallon buckets of fish that I got to fillet. So.
Oh yeah. Sounds good. I'm hooked.
Well, there you go. So no pun intended, me, right? Right?
You're gonna join me, Jerome.
Pardon me?
We're gonna go fishing together.
Yeah, we can make plans to do that.
Okay. Sounds like a deal.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Kelly.
If I were to catch a lunker, could I get that mounted?
Yeah. And what we do, we had one big one that was taken out, and any more you just take and get the measurements on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all replicas. I mean, most of your ones that are, you know, because you've got, you know, you have to take all the pictures with the measurements, the exact measurements on them and all that. So it gets the color, gets the shape. But I mean, you know, if you want to freeze it and do it that way, that, you know, we can still accommodate that. But typically that's how they do it. They just get the measurements on it and, you know, you can't tell the difference. I mean, of course you got the pictures when you caught it to prove. Yeah. this was my fish. And anymore, hell, you can't tell the difference between, you know, one of the replication versus that.
Okay. And that's paid for then?
Yeah. We pay like on, cause we've had some heads that have been mounted, and we've, as an organization, we'll put $300 towards the mount. And then that way, you know, cause like I said, we're still small, and the, like the deer, the hunting license for out of state, we get a, but it's called a bundle to where you can take two does and a buck, but that out of state license is $550 per person. And it used to be 305, and then the state raised it 2 years ago. And turkey used to be 85, I think it was, and now it's 132. So, but we pay, you know, we cover all the cost of the license also.
Good to know.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you happen to use any adaptive equipment for fishing?
No, we we haven't. What are you?
Well, what type of things are you? I'm a fisherman myself. I'm a smallmouth fisherman, and I discovered a tool. It's called the Line Buddy. You should look into that. It's very handy for people with vision
Line impairment. Buddy?
Yes. You can run the line through the eyes of your own rod. It's got a needle that detaches and it's magnetized. So, and I stood mid river twice and did this, and it worked great.
Wow.
Because I fly fish sometimes, and
right,
of course, fly fishing, I, you know, catch a lot of trees. So
it's like Scott and then
sometimes I pull back and it snaps the line, and that fly line's so heavy it all unravels, and then I gotta, you know, feed it back through the eyes again. But with that Line Buddy, it's no problem at all.
I'll check into that.
Yeah, it's a very good tool. I highly recommend it for anybody with any disability.
Okay. Terry, why don't you send him that information based on the information?
As a matter of fact, I'll mention. I'll share the video on your Facebook page, and then I'll also share your page on our Facebook page.
Awesome. Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Right. Any other questions?
And then thank you for what you're doing. You said that's the only problem I have with what you're doing is you said you're kind of proud of it. Well, you should be a lot proud of it. Good work. Outstanding.
Hey, like I said, it's very humbling for us. I mean, it truly is. You know, we have people come in and says, man, you had no idea what we got out of this. And I said, you know, you have no idea, because since this has started, I mean, it has changed people in our community, because they got on board. You know, they, I mean, people are all the time asking about the different people that's been in. You know, I see them on the street. Well, how's so-and-so doing? And nobody asked about Brian Harris, so.
I have a question. This is Terry Heltzley. I have a question. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we were to go on the deer hunt, can you take your spouse with you?
Yes.
Or is it just for veterans?
We have it set up to where it's the now. Okay, let me back up a second. Okay, you say take your spouse with you. Does your spouse hunt?
Well, no, but I was hoping that I could get her mounted on the wall with the
deer. See, I knew there was a question.
I
knew.
I should have known I was being set up.
Yeah, I knew you were. Terry's one of our kidders on this broadcast.
I have a question. This is Jeannie Murphy. I've had my hand up. I didn't know if you.
I'm sorry,
Jeannie. Anyone could see it. No, that's okay. I just didn't know if anyone could see it or not. I will lower it. First of all, sir, thank you so much for what you're doing. I've heard a little bit about you. And then your brother from another mother says he loves you. Do you know who that is?
Oh, it's got to be Brian.
No, that was William Murphy. He's in my region. Yeah, okay. He's in my regional group. And actually, I was texting him. I'm like, who is this Scott Goodman? So thank you so much for what you're doing. I would be interested in, I think, I think his name's John. I can't find him on here now.
John Williams.
Yes, Mr. Williams, when he asked the question in regards to finding out more about that. But thank you so much for sharing your information as well. I would like to take this and take it to our regional group and other organizations that could learn more about you. So thank you so much for doing that. We appreciate it.
Well, awesome. We appreciate you guys and you men and women. And the thing of it is, you know, this is a good opportunity for us to get our name out, because most of the people that come through here, it's through references of, you know, people that have been here, and they talk about it. I mean, Brian sent us several people, and I mean that I love Brian to death. He's family. He truly is. But
gets around. That fella gets around.
Yeah, you have no idea.
That guy gets around. I don't know. I'm gonna catch up with him. I'm gonna find a way to attach a magnet to Brian and catch up with Brian, because if we can keep up with him, you almost got to be a gazelle.
Oh yeah, yeah. Man, we love him here. He's been in here. I mean, yeah, he's been here even when he wasn't even during an event. So.
Ray, did you have a question?
No, he answered it.
Somebody up at the top, was it Scott or Ray?
You already answered my question.
Okay, I thought I saw your hand waving up in the air. Is there anything, anyone have any other questions they want to ask at this time?
Hey, I make a suggestion, at least, Dave Jerry Richardson again. I tell you, we also can go turkey shooting. Because turkey hunting is definitely a worthwhile sport. And I'd just like to say, and you probably would agree, John, is that the turkey is a lot wiser than people give the turkey credit for.
That's right.
And I'm sure you can agree with that.
Absolutely. No, they're a dumb bird, but they are so smart.
Okay, smart enough to know how to run, keep them being killed, I would be smart too. It's an instinct, guys. It's an instinct.
Yeah.
Well, now you need to ask Brian Harris about the turkey hunting, because you try to hold him off on the shot and he got a 2-for-1, the decoy and the tom.
Amazing guy.
I know, with a correct shot.
Gonna hang with Brian. That's how we get the fish.
How's that decoy taste, Brian?
Brian, you getting beat up. You my friend. I'm still your friend, right? Because I ain't saying
that's why I'm I don't know.
I'll go hunting with you, Brian. I'll go hunting with you.
I want to share this real quick on Brian. I was in a chase boat. We was out there, and man, I mean, he was hooked in a big one. I mean, we's up there, and I said, man, Brian, I said that's a daddy. I mean, that pole was bent over, and he's fighting at that drag singing, and finally, I couldn't help it any longer, because as we rolled up there, the guy, Bill, that was his boat, he just put his fingers up to his lips like, shh, don't say nothing. Well, Brian hooked about a, I don't know, 15, 16 foot tall tree, and he was fighting to get that thing in the boat.
Wow.
Remember that one, Brian?
You must be on mute.
Yes, I do, sir.
I was going to say, he doesn't know anything you're talking about right now, right, Brian? He's like, that wasn't me.
Oh, he had all kinds of names for me after that. And I didn't do it. I just rolled up on it. So
that's funny.
Right, is there any other questions? Well, if there's no other questions, I want to thank you, Scott Goodman. I said it right. For your participation and your foundation that you have, as Jeannie already said, thank you for having given us something else to do. People need things to do, fishing, hunting, whatever it is. But the part of this is we want to encourage our people, veterans of all type, whether they're visually impaired or blinded, to get out and do something, be more active than just don't sit around and, you know, have pity parties. We want you to get out and enjoy life. And enjoy. This is one way we want to do that. Thank you, Scott, for bringing it, coming on with us. And we look forward to getting in contact with you in the near future about future events. Okay.
Well, this has been an honor for me to come on and do this. I thank you, all of you, for giving me the opportunity to do it. Because
you did an excellent job with your presentation. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, someone else said something? Jeannie, did you say something? I'm sorry.
No, I was just clapping, thanking him.
This was a great presentation. I want you all to remember that our next meeting will be on Thursday, May the 13th, at the same time, 6 p.m., where our guests will be Tom Cause Knaus or Knaus, pronounced K-N-A-U-S. We're learning how to say that. He is with Midwest Adaptive Sports. And so that would be something more interesting to find out about the adaptive sports that are available. Some of you have already participated in some of those events. Great for you. And let's encourage other people to get involved and do some things. It's another way to fellowship with other veterans and get out with other people. I love the fun. We went to the winter sport and met all kinds of people. So it is a way to camaraderie with a whole lot of our veterans, and some of them you don't know, but you get to know. It's an awesome experience. So we want to make sure that we're putting the word out about all of our activities that are available through us throughout the year. Some are annually, some are monthly. And so we want to make sure we're listening as we go, a resource of opportunities for everyone to be a part of some activity outside of your computers in front of you. Okay.
Yes, sir. There is a correction. That is June 13th.
What did I say?
You said May, but that's okay. That's Monday. May 13th, Monday. You're fine.
I'm going to do everything right. And I still mess up, didn't I?
No, you did. You. Let's just make sure, since this is being recorded and we're putting it out, the next support group meeting is Thursday, June 13th.
Thank you. Just
1800 hours. Roger.
We're stuck in the month of May so far. So
May's a good month. It's a great month. Thanks again.
Since we've been on our broadcast, we had two other people come on. John Williams, speak up. Let me hear you for a minute in North Carolina.
Well, how you doing? I hope you're doing good. Is there my Roger?
I must know. I love Tom Williams and his accent.
I hope everybody's riding their bicycles and doing their exercises.
John is a very active person. You do the tandem bikes?
Yep.
And encouraging me to do the same. I understand.
I am.
Oh yeah, you almost got me. You almost got me there, partner. You almost got me. We'll probably see each other in the next event, which is coming up for veterans, if you're not aware of, is the Golden Age Games. And where is that located? Anyone know right off the bat where the
Salt Lake City?
Pardon me?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City, Utah. So yep. That's coming up in August.
It is. And
so I hope to see run into a few people over there and meet them and talk about this and that and everything we can talk about. And there was another person that came on. We're going to call her name Judy Barrett. Can I hear your voice and say, hi, Judy? Tell us just a little bit about where you're from. Is she muted? Okay. Anyway, her name is Jane Brown. So we'll go with Jane Brown today. And thank you for Jane for coming on. Actually, thank you all. Excuse me. Thank you all for coming on and being a part of the NBVO and keep on sharing the word. Again, we are available on Facebook or Burr. We're available on Facebook. And if you really want to connect with us, you can connect with us through our NBVO.org. That's our webpage that will get you connected to the NBVO. Also, right next to the NBVO page on the same NBVO.org network is our Annex page. Terry Dodge runs that, and Terry Dodge does a wonderful job getting out information and sharing some of the adaptive equipments that we are facing with today. So, how we doing time, Mr. Richardson?
We have about 20 minutes.
Okay, we're doing real good with time. So anybody have anything, any discussion, any questions they want to ask about anything right now before we
raise and got his hand up?
Yes, Ray.
I don't know why you can't see that. Anyway,
I can't see that. You got two people in the room. I can't see that. I don't know if it's you waving or if you just waving in the air like you just don't care. I know. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to remind people about the blind spot. We're in our third season now, and thanks to you all for giving me all kinds of names of veterans who are blinded and doing amazing things. So I appreciate your help in keeping it going. And if you notice, I put a Venmo on there if you want to donate and help put some money in to help me buy software and also to get a website. That's where I'm going to take to the next step. We're also going to be starting to do video. So that takes money. So please donate if you can. Anything you can is be helpful. So that's theblindspot@gmail.com. If you want to talk to me, email me, or you can find it on any place you get your podcast, The Blind Spot by Ray Morales.
Thank you, Ray.
Let me do that commercial.
Thank you, Ray. There's some interesting interviews that I've listened to on The Blind Spot. And a lot of the people right here on this platform with us right now. So there's some still untapped veterans who have stories to be told. If you want to listen to, go through Ray Morales's The Blind Spot. And that's where he will be doing some interviews of some interesting veterans and their stories. And I think everybody has a story that needs to be told. And that is the place to go. We do have several other new members who have joined our NBVO national organization. They're not here tonight, but they're getting used to this and want to learn how to do this more often. We ask that you would ask other people to be a part of it. If you know anyone, please make your way in contacting us or help them get connected to us. All right. I've said a mouthful. Anybody else have anything to say? If that's the case, and we have nothing else to say, we can end our broadcast tonight. Just want to remind you, June the 13th, is our next broadcast. Look forward to seeing you then, and hope that you all are well and safe in your areas that you are in, particularly if you're in the storming area where tornadoes are threatening everyone right now. So be careful. Be very, especially down there. John, are you having any bad weather?
We did, but we dodged it.
Went right past you, right?
I didn't see a thing.
You must have been
thanks,
asleep.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Kelly.
Yes, sir.
Kelly is finishing up today at Arizona. BRC. So he graduated today, got a diploma. So let us everybody give Kelly a great big hand for the great work he's done. We don't know what he's done, but we know he finished.
Come back and tell us.
I will.
Share with us. And he's also been sharing, and they have been sharing heavily about our NBVO. Let's let it be known that we are getting to be known. I don't want to push the button too fast, but thank God we do have an advocate that making sure that we are getting out there in reach, and we're doing what we're doing, because to me, this is a ministry of helping one another, teaching one another to help one another. It's a great ministry. It expands itself when it works the way it's designed to work. So with that being said, if anyone else have nothing else to say, we're going to end our broadcast for tonight. If you want to check us out, you can go to nvdo.org and you'll find the latest episode we just did today. We cut it short a little bit. That was my fault. I had an itchy finger when I stopped the recording a little bit too advanced, but very much what Scott shared with us, all of that information will be on that recording. So I would encourage you to share that with other people. Okay.
All right.
So my commercial didn't get out.
All right. Huh? I'll see you guys next month. All right.
Okay.
We all right. Have a song. See you later.
Hey, guys. We should all be singing a song or something. I don't know.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thank you.
Trails to you.
Thank you, guys.
Until we meet again.
Oh, no. I'm going to cut it off. I'm going to cut it off right
now. Till then.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Scott.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys and giving me the opportunity to do this. And
I'll be seeing you soon, Scott.
And Kelly and Brian, they reached out to me, you know, to make this happen. So. I appreciate that because I'm tickled to death I was able to do this. So thank you guys.
You made some friends today. Thank you. You know it, but you made some friends today.
Scott, come in and we'll be better friends. Just come on in for events and we'll be better friends.
All right, Scott.
Yes, we appreciate you.
This is Ray. Yes, make room for me and Kelly because we're going to come see you in November.
Okay. All right, and. We've got that issue lined out, Kelly.
All right.
Sounds good. The last issue. So, but yeah, just get with me because, you know, we get filling up pretty quick on this stuff. Cause like I said, you know, we're limited on the amount of people we can bring in, but,
what I was going to ask you, Scott, and I meant to ask that during while everyone else was on. And just to, in case someone does ask us, what is the – did he leave? Oh, there he is. What is the timeline and how many people can you how many people can you hold at one time?
We can do – I mean, we've done as many as seven before at one time.
Fishing, so we'll know from
fishing,
you
– we actually got up to eight. On one time.
Okay. So we'll know from you when we call you whether or not you're full at that point in time and we can come at a different time. Okay.
And then we just try to move it to the next event, you know, if we're already full. And but then we've also had some that you know, we put them on standby because, you know, medical problems come up. Life happens.
Right.
And so we've had some people we had to call, you know, at the last minute and say, hey, are you still interested? And, you know, it's happening next week. And, you know, I still get the airfare, you know, get the plane tickets and get it all lined out. But
you guys got an airport in Sullivan County?
Well, yeah, but not big enough for those planes. We actually fly everybody into Indianapolis. And then we pick them up there because I can be up there in about an hour and the best I've done is an hour and 8 minutes.
You transport from Indianapolis is the airstrip. Okay.
Yeah. Good to know. We have had a couple times we've picked them up in Evansville.
I thought I was going to have to drive my self-driven Uber, my self-driven Tesla up that way myself.
Tesla.
I'm just joking. Okay. All right, guys. I'm sorry. Listen, see you guys. Have a good one.
Bye, y'all. See you next time. Right.
Thanks,
bye.
Scott.
Thanks again.
Thank you, guys. Hey, right. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. God bless you as well.